Coach is filmed before a studio audience.
Well, everything's all locked down for the end of the season party.
Oh, great. Did you get the band and food and everything?
No, I mean the hotel's got all the chairs and lamps locked down so nothing will get broken.
Boy, this is going to be a great party. It's the first time we ever had it at a fancy place like the Mayfair. Wait till you see the suit I bought.
Nice, huh?
Nice. It's a Giorgio Platt. 7850 comes with two clip-on bow ties, and the pants are reversible.
Man, this is going to be a blast. The whole team's really psyched.
Yeah, well, don't let him get too excited, Dauber. I know what it's like when 60 football players and their girlfriends get together to raise hell. I don't want to get a call at 3 o'clock in the morning saying somebody's been in a fight or they've been arrested.
Who do you want us to call then?
I mean, I don't want it to happen. You're a coach now, Dauber. This is your responsibility.
Right, Coach.
Yeah. And most of all, I want this to be safe. I want you drinking and driving.
Already covered, Coach. The whole team got together and agreed that everybody's getting a room at the hotel.
Hey, that's great. That shows a lot of maturity, Dauber.
You're free to use it, too, if you want. It's room 11.
I don't want to calm down. Dauber! Jeez, you spend your whole life fighting a stereotype of dumb jocks, and for what? We are dumb. We are the dumbest people in the whole wide world.
What are you talking about?
I am talking about trying to have a nice evening at a classy hotel and ending up with 60 football players dancing naked in the fountain.
I mean, what'd you ever hear? Jocks are dumb. I never heard that.
People say it all the time.
Well, they must be saying it behind their back because I'd never heard it.
You want to see me, Coach?
Yeah. Where the hell were you Saturday night when the players decided to go for a swim? When I left the party, I left you in charge.
You know, but if 60 guys are determined to get naked, there's very little a person can do about it.
Oh, yeah? You think if I was there, I couldn't have stopped it?
Oh, well, maybe you could have stopped it.
You think Luther couldn't have stopped it?
Well, maybe Luther could have stopped it.
You think any other coach on this team couldn't have stopped it?
What are you driving at?
You're too close to the players, Dauber.
I don't think we're that close.
Well, you're close enough they have no problem taking their clothes off in front of you.
Well, I'm not saying we don't have a good rapport.
Well, you got too much damn rapport. And it's no wonder you live with half the team in this stupid house of yours. Dauber, you can't be a coach during the day and a roommate at night. It just doesn't work. These guys think you're their buddy. If you want the players to respect you, they gotta be a little afraid of you.
Afraid of me?
Hayden's right, Dauber. Fear is a great motivator. Huh. I mean, why do you think people obey the law? They are afraid of going to jail. I mean, why do you think people go to church? They are afraid of going to hell. Why do you think people brush their teeth? They're afraid of going to the dentist. I mean, without fear, people, you know, they get arrested, lose their teeth, and go to hell.
Actually, I have thought about moving out, but I'm not sure I can afford a place of my own.
Hey, if it's cheap you want, you ought to think about the place I live in. The landlady just turned the basement into a studio apartment.
Wait a minute. I don't think you two living together is such a good idea either.
Hey, what are you kidding? Us living together would be great. I mean, how else is he going to learn to be an adult unless he's near one? I mean, I could kind of take him under my wing and show him life. Plus, I think Dauber always looked up to me. I guess you could say I'm kind of a God figure to him. He likes you too.
Well, I guess you got to be a better influence than a team.
Come on. You're comparing the wisdom of a grown man with the behavior of kids. So what do you say, Doc?
The more I think about it, the better it sounds.
Hey, that's great. Come on, I'll introduce you to my landlady. You won't find a sweeter soul than Emma Furman. Every Sunday, she bakes me a little batch full of homemade cookies and puts them by my back door. She can't bake to save her life, but I eat them because I like her. Did you hear this thing going around about jocks being dumb?
No.
I just finished it last week. It's not fancy, but it's livable. You should have seen it before. It was a haven for stagnant water and sewer rats.
Had to tell you, isn't she sweet?
Now, you said you're not a student?
Oh, that's right. I'm a professional assistant football coach, like Luther.
You wouldn't plan on having any big parties here, would you?
I doubt it.
Good. Luther never has parties. He just stays home every night. He never cooks. He doesn't have any friends. He's the perfect tenant. I'm very fond of Luther. I don't know if he told you, but every week I bake a batch of homemade dog biscuits for Quincy. And Quincy must love them because every week they're gone. Well, let me show you the place. You've got built-in bookcases, central heating, and this is your sink and stove.
No refrigerator?
Is that a problem?
Hey, I got plenty of room in my fridge. You can share with me, Doc.
Isn't he a dear?
The dearest.
And I prefer if ladies do not spend the night. I hope that's not a problem. It never has been for Luther.
No, that's fine.
Well, I can't think of anything else to tell you. Why don't you think about it and let me know what you decide?
Thanks, Emma.
I hope this works out. I know it will be great having Luther living above me and you below. I'll feel a lot more secure sleeping between two men instead of under just one.
What do you think? Can you see yourself here?
What? Seems pretty good.
Great! Then we'll be neighbors. You'll have a key to my place, I'll have a key to your place. Well, you'll have to have a key to my place to get your food. We can even carpool together.
Well, the main thing is, I'll be away from the players. Be on my own. I think I'm going to take it.
Great! Give me one!
Hey, I'll move my food in your place today.
Terrific. I'll eat all mine so I can make room.
Hey, Dub.
There's a doorbell, you know. What? Why did you knock when I have a doorbell?
What difference does it make?
Well, because I put in a special doorbell and I want to hear it used.
Fine, I'll ring it.
Oh, okay. Wait a couple of seconds so I can hear what it sounds like when I'm not expecting it. Welcome to my home. Peace to all who enter.
Patience to all who enter. Here, I brought you some wine.
Oh, wow, wine. Which now it's not some corn kernels.
Well, Dauber, your first place, huh?
Yeah.
Ooh, hey, I see you set out your diploma.
Well, it's a symbol of my coming of age, if you will. Hey, would you enjoy your wine more in pebbles or in Bam Bam?
What?
These glasses have been in my family since I was a kid. My folks collected them at gas stations while they were driving out to California one summer. These were for every day. The NFL teams were for company. Someday I'm going to inherit those. So, which would you like?
Bam Bam, obviously.
To my first night in my new apartment, and my first guest.
He's not here yet, is he?
Is who here yet?
The pizza boy. We don't want him to find us.
What are you talking about?
If the pizza's not here in 30 minutes, we get it for free.
I haven't been able to beat the little brat once. I've tried everything. I lied about my address, pretended I wasn't home. I even iced down my step once. The kid's incredible. He's got cleats or something.
In the night, we're okay. He doesn't even know this place exists.
Oh, Jesus. Hit the lights.
I don't believe you, guys.
Shh, quiet. Get away from the window. Get away from the window.
What are you saving, $10 or $12?
It's the principle of the thing, Hayden.
Duck.
If he didn't find us in 30 seconds, we're home free.
Believe this.
Oh, God. What? He's in the hallway.
Oh, buy the damn pizza.
No need.
Mr. Van Zandt, are you in there? I got your pizza. I think you're in there, sir, so I'm going to deliver your pizza.
Ruth, I think he's got us.
You're not playing fair. The rules say the pizza has to be in my hands in 30 minutes.
And it is.
You don't get a tip. Next time I order pizza, I'm calling the cops. You're gonna be driving like a maniac. Hope they fired a kid. There's something not right about it.
Well, at least he remembered the triple cheese.
We're gonna eat this?
Here, pry that loose, Dauber. I'll run up to my apartment and get some sodas.
No, Dob, I can see that having your own place is really teaching you to live like an adult.
I know hiding from the pizza boy seems childish, but that's a loose idea. I just went along with it because that's the kind of thing Luther likes to do for fun.
Well, if you didn't want to go along with it, you should have told him so. See, that's your problem, Dauber. You let people run all over you.
I guess I'm afraid that if I tell people what I'm thinking, I'll hurt their feelings.
You're not going to hurt Luther's feelings. He's a grown-up. You tell Luther how you feel.
Oh, Coach, most of the time, I think Luther acts like a big, cheap baby. I can't tell him that. You know how he is. Who else would try and cheat a 16-year-old pizza kid out of 12 bucks? Who else buys $78 suits and gets his hair cut by his dentist?
Just me, Dauber! Just the big, cheap baby!
Can he hear us?
I'm cheap, not deaf, you big backstabber.
Oh, jeez.
The vent must go all the way through.
Luther, I'm sorry. I didn't mean anything by what I just said.
You called me a big cheap baby.
You made fun of what I wear. You made fun of what I eat. You made fun of my whole existence. That may not bother some people, but it bothers me.
Oh, gee, come on. Luther said he was sorry. He thought he was talking behind your back.
Well, he wasn't. He was talking right up my vent.
I heard every low-down backstabbing word. I thought you were my friend.
I am your friend. I'm sorry.
Well, I don't accept your apology. As far as I'm concerned, we're not neighbors anymore.
Luth, this is Hayden.
How you doing?
I'm fine, thanks. Look, I know how upset you are, and you have every right to be, but listen, Dauber just apologized. And then calm down. Now, hear me out here, and don't get crazy.
You're a big cheap baby.
You know how much you care about Dauber, and you know how much he cares about you. Come on, the guy just apologized. Now, why don't you accept it, and let's get this great night back on track, huh? What do you say?
life.
Yeah, well, that's not all you're getting.
Don't get excited. I'll go talk to him.
Francie! He is out of control!
You hold your fire! I'm coming up to talk to you!
If this diploma is ruined, you're gonna buy me another one!
Heck I am! Why don't you go to college another 8 years and get a new one?
Is that a crack in my brain?
What brain?
That is a crack in my brain! Oh, now you're hitting below the belt!
Luther, what the hell's the matter with you? You're acting like a crazy man!
I can't help it, Hayden. I'm very sensitive, you know that. When people talk behind my back, it wounds me. I'm fighting back the only way I know how. Darn it, I'm out of steam. What happened to you?
Well, you got me with the milk.
Sheesh, did any of it hit Dauber?
No! What are you doing? No! Dauber, look down!
No!
You're gonna pay for that, Luther!
You already did! It was your cantaloupe!
Well, that's great, yeah, get it! No, Luther! No, no, no! Dauber! Ah!
Oh!
Neither of you mean, and I know that neither one of you would intentionally hurt the other.
Dauber! Dauber! What the hell is this?
There's no reason with him. He's a child.
What are you gonna do?
Throw pudding on him.
Stop it! Luther, this is ridiculous!
This is not ridiculous. I'm 59 years old, this is my apartment, and I can throw pudding if I want to throw pudding.
If your landlady hears you, she's gonna throw both of you out!
No, she won't. She's got a horrible gambling problem. She needs the rent. Now get out of my way.
No, I'm not moving, Luther. I'm not moving. I mean, if you're gonna throw pudding, you're gonna have to throw it through me.
Hayden, this is between me and Dauber. There is no need to get anything thrown on you.
Well, so far, I'm the only one who's had anything thrown at him. The war is over! Over! No war! No more! No more war! I am not going to stand here and watch you two destroy each other! Now, there has to be one adult in this group, and clearly, it's going to be me! Ceasefire, Luther! Ceasefire, Dauber!
Sorry. Why are you sorry? Came for dinner and stayed for dessert. Thanks for having me over.
Where are you going?
Oh, I'm not going to go home. I don't want to have to explain this to Christine. I think I'll just go to the office, take a shower, and sort through some resumes.
You're not going to fire Dauber, are you?
No, I'm going to find somebody to replace me, Lou. I can't take this anymore.
You want to save some money, Luther? This will cut down on your electricity!
Hey, you all right?
I'm fine. I hate you both.
What did I do?
Quick, hide me, hide me. What's going on?
Oh, Dauber snapped. He's after me.
Oh, what did you do?
Oh, God, he's in the building.
You're down there.
All right, this is going to stop. Hey, Luther.
Coach, for your own good, stay out of the way. Where is he?
What in the hell is the matter with you two?
Do you know what he did? After I shut off his electricity, he threw a flaming stink bomb down the vent. Now my entire apartment smells like skunk. Every single thing I own is ruined. My bed, my bike, my book. All of it ruined.
Well, I have had it, Dauber. I don't care what Luther did to you. One of you is going to have to be a grown-up and stop.
Well, it wasn't my fault.
Oh, come on. That sounds like a child. I thought you were past all this, Dauber.
Well, what about Luther? He should be way past it.
Yeah. Yeah, well, maybe so. But you gotta understand, I think Luther's feelings were hurt. I think they were hurt a lot more than you and I realize.
No, no, no.
The truth is, Dob, you both acted like children tonight. And the truth is, you started it. Now, in order to finish it, you're gonna have to forget it and apologize.
Well, why should I apologize?
Because that's what men do. Especially men that are good friends.
What? I didn't mean to hurt his feelings.
Tell him that.
I would if he was here.
What else would you tell him?
Well, I'd tell him, if he could face me again, I'd like a second chance of being his friend. I'm crazy about the guy, Coach. You know that.
I know that, Dob.
I'm fond of you, too, you big galoot.
Luther, you were there all the time?
I heard what you said. I'm sorry, too. I guess sometimes I do act like a big, cheap baby.
Even so, I shouldn't have said anything.
Maybe it was being born during the Depression. I don't know. Maybe it was just growing up with no money, no dad, no security. All I remember is Mom saying, get as much free stuff as you can. The point is, I was supposed to teach you how to be a grown-up. Instead, all I did was show you how to turn everyday objects into weapons.
Don't be too hard on yourself, Luth. For what it's worth, you were a heck of a good teacher.
I was?
The best!